Item 6, Madam Clerk.
Item 6, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the proposed timetable for the 2015 Milwaukee County Community Development Block Grant Program year. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Manthey.
Morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. What you have before you is the annual information report that we give you, just outlining what the upcoming CDBG timeline is going to be, so it's fresh in your mind as we move forward. We're currently going to be working with municipalities and nonprofits. We're doing a lot more training than we had in the past, so we're ensuring that all applications that are brought to us are eligible for before we receive them, answering any questions anybody might have. We really saw a turnaround in applications last year, very quality applications, all eligible projects. We're really happy with the direction that our municipalities and nonprofits are going. Our first public hearing will be in June, with the due date of our applications being July 14th. We have had a record for the past couple of years of being on time for our HUD reports, and I really appreciate the partnership with the ECD committee working with the Housing Division to accomplish that. We'd respectfully request potentially in September another special hearing, if at all possible.
We're going to have to change that 15th meeting out of respect for our colleague, Supervisor Johnson. I think we want to be very supportive of Supervisor Johnson, who is going to have an important event that evening, becoming president of the WCA. Worked a long time to get there, and I believe our board is going to be very highly supportive of that, and I want to be proactive and change that date right now. I know this is probably the first you're hearing of it. I don't know if you got the message last week from agenda setting, but I'd actually be looking to change the 15th meeting to the Friday before. Do we have those dates? Madam Clerk.
So, Madam Chair, this would be rescheduling our regular September 15th ECD committee from Monday, September 15th to Friday, September 12th?
Yes.
And that would be in the morning. However, I think you were looking at doing a separate, the way we did last year, as I recall, we had a regular ECD meeting in the morning, and then in the afternoon we did the actual hearing of the applicants, correct?
That's correct.
And I do not want to schedule that for Friday afternoon, so would it be possible to do that Thursday afternoon on September 11th for that hearing?
Madam Chair, so the Thursday afternoon would be the presentations of all the potential?
The
that would be certainly fine with
us. And I want the committee's input on this as well, if you understand what I'm saying here. Supervisor...
I really don't care what day. I mean, if you hold it, I just do not want to go through the situation like we did the last 2 years where we have a two-hour gap in between. After the first year, I expressed my frustration, no changes last year, same thing. So if we can just avoid that, I don't care what date it is. But that, I mean, people need to be here trying to put this, you know, schedule in terms of time. It hasn't worked the last 2 years, so I think we can correct that.
I think we were trying to be polite, if you will, but I agree with you, it didn't work out well. A lot of times people just didn't show up, and we were giving them block of time, and then there was no one here. So I think we are going to go back to the old way where everyone has to show up at the same time, and they'll just have to expect to wait a couple hours to go through the list. Actually, I received comments from some of the people that were here. They actually enjoyed hearing other people's presentations. They themselves learned things from it. So maybe we make a mistake thinking we're keeping people waiting when, in fact, they're there to, in a way, get an education, see what people are doing with block grants. So I think I appreciate the comments, and I think we will approach it a little differently rather than doing the scheduling. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. And you're solving that problem by what you're doing this way. My suggestion or thought might be is that would it potentially be a situation where we get everything done in one morning if we set out a block from, do we start at 8:30, or we usually are at 9, maybe we can move it up to 8:30, have everybody come, have all the presentations, and then do our regular meeting? Can we do it all on a Friday morning?
It's hard for me to predict what's going to be in September. We've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline right now with development.
Is there any other meeting on Friday, though? We could go later or have a half hour break and
it's
do our regular meeting.
Committee. I mean, if you want, if you think we can do both the hearings,
I believe
and
or not have a potential
ECB.
Conflict. I know already on Thursday afternoon. But
what time is your wedding?
But those usually go. Is it kind of a couple hours normally?
We can schedule this anytime on Thursday, I believe. Madam Clerk, is Thursday, is there anything else happening on that Thursday?
On Thursday, September 11th, we have a Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee at 9 a.m.
Yeah. So we got to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you would think. You know, you're trying to figure out. I would kind of think just dedicate Friday if we have to go a little bit
longer.
You know, we take a half hour break and finish the meeting and just have our. Have all the people come Friday morning, and the staff is around anyway. And then when that's done, we immediately start our regular agenda, or maybe take a half hour break or something.
I'm open to the way the committee wants to do it. So
I just think
Friday afternoon.
Why don't I just informally poll everyone? Would you rather do it all day Friday and just get it in one day?
Maybe we could start at 8:30
Friday afternoon.
8:30 and just do the applications first, and then go to our ECD.
I mean, I think that's fine. I mean, as long as we don't like put. Reconvening at 1:30. That's what that's what caused the problem. So really, it wasn't an overly long day. It just waited 2.5 hours in the middle. And I understand why you did it, and it just didn't work. And then that was no fault to anybody. But I think it's not a full day. It just people come in. It takes a couple hours, and then we go into our. So what? I just think we do it Friday. Get it all done. We're all here together.
Okay, that's the consensus I'm hearing. So. Yeah, it sounds like on September 12th, we will start at 8:30 with the hearing portion of the applications, and then when that is finished, go into our ECD regular meeting on the 12th. And then we will not be meeting at all on the 15th, and I know many of us will be in the Dells, I believe, Wisconsin Dells for very happy event. I think this is the first time Milwaukee County, am I correct, Supervisor Johnson? Has Milwaukee County ever had a WCA president?
Yes. County Board Chair Amet and Supervisor Nicklevich, our previous presidents of WCA. I believe I'd be the first African American.
Okay. Congratulations on that. So that's what we'll do. So if you could change your schedule to show it's going to be September 12th then instead of that 15th date. And why don't you go ahead and finish the rest of the dates then?
Sure. Oh, no, Madam Chair, that's the most important thing. And then Supervisor Taylor will implement that change that you requested as far as having everybody show up at one time. That would be just fine. So then again, hopefully a week or so after that September 12th meeting, the ECD committee might be willing to do the special session again to come back and review what our recommendations are for funding. And then is our 30-day public comment period, and then we hope to put our annual plan in as we have the past couple of years on November 15th.
Supervisor Mayo?
Receive, place, and file.
We're going to receive and place this on file with those dates. Is it going to be amended, I assume?
Correct, amended.
I don't think we need
what
to do a...
Correct.
Well, do we need a motion to amend this if we're going to...
No.
Receive and place on file. All right, no, so just we're going to show September 12th instead of the 15th. Otherwise, that schedule will be the way it's presented, and we will get this placed on file with a receiving place on file motion. Any other comments or concerns from committee?
Can you submit a revised report, please?
Okay, thank you. Submit a revised report with that date correction. All right, Madam Chair, please call the roll on that.
On the motion to receive and place on file, Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 7.